All right, folks, we want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Hey, listen, say it with me. Say it with me tonight. And you can be too. That's right. Yes, you can. Folks, this business is awesome, and it's really simple. There's certain things you need to do to be successful, but you have everything you need. You've got the leadership, you've got the company behind you, you've got the right product and service. The only thing that's missing is your desire and commitment to what you want. You make that commitment. You have that desire, it will happen for you too. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. in Japan on the next day. It's already tomorrow in Japan. And listen, guys, this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. Because when you come to this call week after week after week, you can expect to hear from people who are building the business and doing it right. We're not just talking philosophy and theory here. We're talking about leaders who are in the trenches that are sharing information, valuable information, that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business right now. And tonight, absolutely no exception. I can't wait to hear tonight's speaker. But first, you hear people on the call talking about Power Trip. Power Trip is very important, folks. April 20th, 21st, 22nd, Dallas, Texas. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com. Again, that's ambitpowertrip.com. All of the VIP tickets and the Friday breakfast tickets, all of those are sold out. But the general admission tickets are available. If you don't have a ticket yet, hurry up and get one. They're selling out as well. Guys, need to see you in Dallas, Texas, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And then once you do that, you want to register for our national conference, Ambition 2017. You can go to your back office, your power zone, register for the big event. If you are within 30 days of starting your Ambit Energy business, you get a discounted rate of $149. All others, $169. And it's not going to get any cheaper than that. This is our big national conference, big announcements, big prizes and awards. You need to be in the place if you're committed to your business. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. And this guy, I tell you what, he is blowing this business up. Many of you know him. We kind of call him Tony Pro. You know, he's a member of the Founders Leadership Council, recently won the Thompson Leadership Crystal Sphere Award, the People's Choice Award. You know, I tell you what, he's going to tell you a little bit about his background, multiple five-star trips, blowing this business up. And I got to hear him on another call just recently, and I was sitting there wishing that my entire team had listened to that call. We have him with us tonight. Please welcome Tony Procopio. Tony, welcome to the call.
Hey, Bear. It's great to be here. I'm glad to be on the call with you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, and we're glad to have you on the call. Looking forward to what you got to say.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for that great introduction. I never know who you're talking about when you say something like that. I'm like, wow, is he talking about me? That's just crazy. So it's been a whirlwind of a time in Ambit Energy. We're really excited about it, more excited after 5 years than we were when we first started. And I can't really think of too many things where you can actually say that. So, you know, my wife and I live in New Fairfield, Connecticut, and I found out about Ambit 5 years ago from my good friend who's our plumber. His kids all went through my wife's preschool system. She runs a preschool in our town. And at the time, I was working about 65 hours a week, self-employed, in my own business, recruiting people in the IT sector. So, you know, I took a look at this business, and I took a look at it from I consider myself to be a smart skeptic. That's how I was trained as a recruiter, to find really good companies and actually research them and go out and find, you know, all the real information about a company, all the positive and all the negative, and then kind of do the Ben Franklin system where you weigh where that positive and negative information was coming from. And it was such a landslide victory, even 5 years ago on the positive side, that I decided to get started with Ambit Energy. My opinion from my friend Bill was, look, if you're not going to do this thing, I'm going to do it. So that's where we were. And now it's gotten even better. You know, the accolades have just continued to pile up with Ambit Energy, and we're in the right place at the right time. And actually, I think we're going to be in the righter place at the righter time every year that comes up for the next probably two decades. That's what it looks like. So really excited about Ambit Energy. And, you know, recently my wife and I, we saw this movie. We don't watch a lot of movies, but we saw this one movie, and it was called Hidden Figures. And if anybody hasn't seen that, it's about the African-American women who helped launch the space program back in the 60s. And, you know, it was an incredible movie. And I remember watching when John Glenn was orbiting the Earth in his capsule. And I remember them talking about how even though he's going so fast, he's actually just falling. And the way that you stay in orbit is to fall at the correct speed. So he was always falling. I thought that was a really interesting thing because it kind of goes in line with some of the things I'm going to talk about tonight. You know, and I was a high jumper and a track guy in high school. And if you think about sprinters that are out there, like Usain Bolt, the fastest guy on the planet right now, you know, the way he wins that race is an explosive burst of energy up front. And he's going his fastest at about 25 or 30 yards out. And then for the last 70 yards, or meters, I should say, of that race, he's actually slowing down. Everybody is slowing down. So it's the person who can slow down the slowest that wins that race. And it's just like an airplane. Well, you know, if any pilot that pilots an airplane, they're continually having to readjust their course. They're getting off course, and they're getting into a slump constantly. And the idea is just keep going in a direction, realize you're off course, and then correct that course, and now you're back into the zone. So if you've ever experienced a slump in this business or in anything that you've done in your life, or have ever gotten off track, have you ever experienced a slowdown or maybe some low energy or low motivation, you know, it happens to the best of us. Or maybe things that just aren't clicking the way that you want them to. And it can happen, you know, over the course of a day or a week or a month or a year. But what I want to talk to you tonight is how to get out of a slump, because most people are going to go into a slump no matter what level they are in anything that they do. At some point, they're probably going to get into one. So first, you have to know where any problem in life comes from. Otherwise, you can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about anything that you're having trouble with in your life unless you actually know where it's coming from. So there are four things that if you're ever feeling like you're in a slump and you're not getting where you want to go, there are four things you need to do first. And the first thing you need to do is you need to trace it. And I love these things because they rhyme. I heard about this what I'm going to talk about tonight, I actually heard it at a seminar about 5 years ago, and it resonated with me so much that it's just become ingrained in my life. And I can recite this back and forth because I think about it all the time. So the first thing you have to do is you have to trace it. You have to trace the problem you're having back to the source. You have to figure out where did it come from in the first place, and why is this slump happening to me? So first you have to trace it. And then the second thing you have to do is you have to face it. You have to face it really head on. You can't put blinders on, okay, and not see what's going on around you. You have to face everything and face that thing head on. Because here's what most people do. Most people in life, they edit their reality. That's what they do. They edit their reality. So I just mentioned that movie, Hidden Figures. See, when I watched that movie, all I saw was the finished product of that movie. I didn't see all of the edits that they made along the way. I didn't see all the things that they had to do. See, most people are editing things out of their life as if they don't exist, or they can keep them in because maybe their neighbors are going through the same thing. And it's really called justifying. That's what it is. It's called justifying. So when I'm in a slump, I stop editing my reality and I stop justifying, because reality is reality. And the reality for me when I saw this business was that I was broke, and there was no way to fine-tune that or sugarcoat that at all. There was no way to edit that. I was broke, and I needed a way out. So you have to first trace it, then you have to face it. And then the third thing you need to do after you've traced it and faced it is you have to erase it. So you have to erase it totally out of your life. You know, if you're in a bad, you know, friendship with someone, or you're in a bad relationship with someone, or you know, you have like a bad coworker that's with you. You can't just say, I'm going to face it, and then, you know, I traced it and I'm facing it, and then it's just going to get better all by itself. You have to take action on that. You definitely have to take action. And sometimes you just can't keep hanging around in it. so you have to erase it. You know, doctors call that erasing it. They call it surgery. That's what a doctor calls it. And employers call it firing people. If it's not working, you get fired or laid off. They call it layoffs. You know, in athletics, we call it tryouts. There are tryouts in athletics. And then there's this thing called the cut. See, if you didn't make it, you weren't good enough, it wasn't going right, it wasn't the right thing, you get cut, and that's just the way it is. And if something's not going right in your business, you have to erase that too. You have to stop doing it. You have to stop wanting what you don't want in your business and in your life. And it's just a decision. You have to stop thinking. See, I remember I heard this in network marketing from a guy about 20 years ago. He's making a couple $100,000 a month in network marketing, and he said this. He said, stop thinking about what you're going through and focus on what you're going to. And that really is worth repeating. Stop thinking about what you're going through and instead focus on what you're going to. See, that's your why. And if you think about what's bad, my good friend MJ Durkin says this. He says, if you think about and you dwell on what's bad, you're going to get more of what's bad. So you have to think about the good things and the positive things. You need to erase the bad. It's like that little voice on your shoulder, you know. You have one voice on one side telling you, oh, you'll never make it, you'll never make it, and the other one saying, yeah, you will. See, that negative voice that creeps up on people, you have to kill that thing. You have to kill that voice and get rid of that. So the fourth thing you have to do after you trace it and you face it and you erase it is you have to replace it. You have to replace it with the right activities, the right thoughts, the right philosophies or attitudes or the right mindset. You have to replace it with non-slump activities. Okay, so those are the four things. And you have to do these four things to move forward in anything that you do in life and especially in this business. I mean, absolutely. So, you know, if you look at the word slump as an acronym, my good friend Jay Emma has just ingrained acronyms in my head. So the word slump. So let's take the word slump and talk about the S in slump. So the S in slump is skepticism. That's what it is. It's skepticism. See, if you're skeptical about this company or about this opportunity or about yourself, you're going to fall into a slump. That's the bottom line. You're going to fall into a slump. If you're listening to that negative voice on your shoulder and you're not killing that voice all the time, that'll never go away. That voice is always going to be there, but you have to kill it. So if you're listening to skeptical people, that's going to get you into a slump. See, there's the thing called good skepticism, and then there's another thing called ignorance. Okay, so good skepticism, I'll give you an example, is kind of like this. Like, let's say somebody came up to you and said, hey, listen, take this pill right now, and you're going to look 20 years younger tomorrow, and you're going to lose 50 pounds, and you're going to be rich. Okay, so if somebody gives you a pill like that and tells you to take it, it's probably a good thing to be skeptical right there. Okay, that's a good skepticism to have. But in Ambit Energy, when Ambit Energy is parading success story after success story after success story, and you hear people like Brian McClure, and you hear people like Bear Gordon, you hear people like Ray Monty, you hear people like Tim and Jim Mason, you hear all these people, you hear people like Sean Cornett, you know, and Damian Potocnik out there cranking out the business and working hard to help people succeed. See, when you see success story after success story like that, being skeptical, it's no longer skepticism. That's just ignorance of the facts. Okay, so that's the S in the word slump. The L is laziness. And there's no cure for laziness, I guess, other than all-out positive massive action. See, because most of the time, being lazy, I heard somebody say that the number one recliner in this country is called the lazy boy. You know, the lazy boy. So laziness will surely get you into a slump. And other people are moving forward in this business, and they're simply moving forward because they're outworking you. That's what it is. They're not lazy, okay? And sometimes when you're in a slump, it's because of laziness. And laziness, you know, there's another L. If people are outworking you, the word labor comes up, right? So labor, if you think about this, a woman that's looking to give, you know, to bring new life into this world, labor is necessary to produce new life. There's 9 months that that woman has to go through work and then go through labor pain, in order to get new life. And that's how it is in this business. It's the same exact way. So the you in slump is undecided. So if you can't decide to go to the top in this business, then you're never going to get there, plain and simple. The reason that most people are not at the executive consultant level or the national consultant level is because they just don't know what it's like. See, I'm not at the national consultant level yet because I don't know what it's like. See, and most people, if you knew how good it felt right now, if you knew how good it felt to be an executive consultant, you'd already be there. You would already be an executive consultant to wake up when you want to wake up, to bury your alarm clock in the backyard, to not worry about money or time ever again. You have all, what would you do if you had all the time you needed and all the money you needed? What would you be doing with your life? Would you be doing what you're doing now, going to work, you know, full time? Or because you love it, you'd do it for free and you'd walk into your boss and tell them, I'm coming in here to do it for free because I love what I'm doing. Or is there something else that you'd rather do tomorrow morning, you know, on Monday morning? Is there something else you'd rather be doing than going into work? See, it's because you haven't decided. You have to be decisive. You have to decide in a written way what you want and write it down and decide who you want to associate with today. And when I say associate, it's tonight, like we're on this call. Conference calls are association. Going to events. You know, I'm associating with people in books all the time. I bring my audio with me in the car, wherever I can be, whenever I can get that in my downtime. You know, today I was working a little bit on our RV, and I was listening to positive audio while I was fixing light bulbs on our RV. You know, I'm better because I did that. So decide. You have to decide. You have to decide what you're going to sacrifice. You can't be undecided. Someone has to sacrifice something first so that other people don't have to. You know, and I sacrificed my time up front in this business, and I'm still doing some of that, definitely doing that in the short term, so that my family, my daughter, my wife, my granddaughter, so that my family and the people that I care about, so they don't have to sacrifice. See, that's what it is. But now you don't want to sacrifice your family or your faith just so you can have a business. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about taking things out of your life that you don't need, like TV time. You know, you need to sacrifice some of that so that your family can do whatever they want down the road. So that's that undecided is the U in slump. The M is misdirected. Misdirected, not following directions. There are no new mistakes. Listen to this one. There are no new mistakes in Ambit Energy. See, it's just old people that have already been in the business making the same old mistakes, and the new people coming in, seeing them make those old mistakes, and then they're going and following them, and they make them too. There's no new mistakes. It's all the same. No one cares. So somebody told me this one time. Nobody cares about what you have to say until your weekly or monthly income dictates that they care about what you do or say. See that? So everybody, you want to be directed. You want to direct your mind to go out and do the things that warrant you being in the position where people are going to care about what you're saying. Right, so don't be misdirected by the wrong people. Being misdirected will lead you to a slump. The P in slump is poor attitude. You know, I know people who have ups and downs, you know, every day. I know people who have them every month. And successful people, like I said before, they have ups and downs too. They have them probably every day. I mean, sometimes I have ups and downs where the day starts out up, it ends, you know, it goes through halfway down, then it's up at the toward the end of the day. It's just the way it is, you know. But here's the thing. You control your environment, because what you're going to be is you're going to become a thermostat and not a thermometer. You're going to control the environment. You're not going to display the environment. See, if you display what the environment is, you're surely headed for a slump. A thermometer displays the temperature of whatever environment you take it into. And a thermostat dictates the temperature of the environment that it goes into. So which one are you going to be? So you have to protect your attitude like a thermostat protects the temperature of a room. So the P is poor attitude. You got to protect that attitude. Because in a slump, I'll tell you what, it's easy, very easy to get into a slump. And it's probably a little harder to get out of a slump. But here's the thing. It's simple to get out of a slump. So it's easy to get into a slump. It's a little harder to get out, but it's simple to get out. It's like constantly working to be in the zone. You've heard people say, I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone. You know, like Michael Jordan or Tom Brady, I'm in the zone. They're always working to stay in the zone. It's like that pilot that's piloting the plane. The pilot is continually flying that plane and continually working to keep that plane in the jet stream so that it can go where it wants to go faster. So the best way that I know of, now that we know how to find out and identify where a slump is coming from and what a slump is, this is the best way that I know of to get out of a slump anytime and to spend as little time in slumps as possible forever for the rest of your life, and maybe even avoid them altogether if you stay plugged in enough and if you're good enough to do that. All right, so the first thing is this. The first thing is, here's kind of the formula for freedom in 2 to 5 years in Ambit Energy and how to stay out of a slump. The first thing is you have to have a prospect list. You have to have a written list with a minimum of 100, I like to say 200 names. I mean, my wife and I, when we first got in this business, we spent 3 hours making our prospect list, and at the end of 3 hours using the memory jogger that's available online. You can get it on PowerZone. You can get it at ecfactorynation.com, ecfactorynation.com. You can download the memory jogger. It's the exact tool that I used. It's the tool that I used 20-some-odd years ago when I first got into network marketing with another company, and it's the tried and true. Why is it there? Because it works. It works better than anything else on the planet for building a list, and that's why we have it in Ambit Energy, and it has stood the test of time. And the people who have the list are going to be the ones that make the most money in this business. So we had 700 names on our list at the end of 3 hours. Do I recommend putting 3 hours into your business up front to build a list? Absolutely. It's one of the best uses of time you can get. I did it in downtime. I think there was like a football game or some kind of sports game on. I put the game on. We didn't even watch it. And we just sat there going through every list that we had of every person we knew and painstakingly going through the fast track pack or through the memory jogger, I should say, and going, who do we know that's a plumber? Who do we know that's a chiropractor? And then it went into all these different lists of people. Who's on your Facebook? Who's on your LinkedIn? Who's in your phone, contacts in your phone? Who do we send cards out to? And then we went through painstakingly, I'm telling you, painstakingly. See, there it is, pain. You need some pain, labor pain, so that you can bring new life to your business. We painstakingly went through alphabetically, I don't know how many names are on that list. Who do you know named Aaron? Who do you know named Bob? Who do you know named Carrie? Who do you know named Larry? Who do you know named Pearlie? Who do you know named Mo? It was like that. It was boring and painful, but we did it. So if somebody said to me, well, do you think I should spend 10 hours building my list? Absolutely. Whatever you have to do to build your list of names, that list is the thing that's going to help you avoid a slump, because there's a big slump waiting ahead if you have no list. If you have no list, you have no business. You have no business being in this business if you have no list, because the list is like a blueprint. And if you want a big house, you want to have big blueprints. So if the list is like blueprints and you want to have a big business, you have to have a big list of names. And then that's what you have to have starting up front. So we're going to assume everybody listening right now, you have that. And if you don't, that's step one. Then there are daily, weekly, quarterly, and yearly things that you need to do in this business in order to avoid a slump and have financial freedom in 2 to 5 years. The first one is you need to review your why every single day, and your goals, your why and your goals every single day. You need to have them in front of you. I don't care if it's on your refrigerator, if it's in the bathroom, behind the medicine cabinet door. I don't care if it's, right by the toilet and you lift up the toilet seat and there's your why on the back of the toilet seat. I don't care where it is, but definitely have that why out in front of you. And then, the next thing is reading 15 minutes in a personal development book. You have to read, I like to say, 5 to 10 pages a day, over and over and over again. 15 minutes a day in a personal development book has to happen. It's going to lift you up. And then you also have to have 30 minutes of personal development audio. You need to be listening on a daily basis, every day, to something that lifts your attitude. See, the book is going to increase your self-image, and the audio is going to lift your attitude. Now, you have to be adding 1 to 2 prospects to your list every single day. every single day, over and over and over again. And then you also have to be inviting one to two people per day, every day, to take a look at this business. And then you also have to follow up with at least one person every single day. A teammate, somebody who's on your team, or somebody that you showed the plan to, following up with people. You know, Debbie Atkinson called it dripping on people. And I love that training that she does. You need to be showing the plan every day. You know, I always think it's going to get shaky. If it's 8 o'clock at night, and it's going to start getting shaky if I haven't shown the plan yet. So I'm going to start getting, I got to get on the phone and find somebody that's going to at least sit there on the phone with me over the internet so I can walk them through a few steps and show this thing. And you got to do it using Success Magazine or one-on-one or two-on-one or having the DVD or using your website over the phone for a phone show or doing in-home presentations, grand openings, or attending a business presentation or a webinar. Bring people to see the plan however it is. Now, those are the things you need to do on a daily basis. Now, what about weekly? So you and your team on a weekly basis, until you have at least 20 customers, you need to be educating yourself on how to gather customers. And we have it right in AmbitU training. I mean, there's a lot of different customer gathering calls that are out there. You can go to EC Factory Nation and you can listen to customer gathering calls from the top customer gatherers from all over the country posted there. Or you can go on a webinar, or you can go to Ambit University and watch and listen to Ray Monty do AmbitU 212, where he teaches you how to gather customers and how to get paid. So you have to do that every week until you have 20 or more customers and have your team do the same thing. And then also, you have to attend some type of business building training, whether it's a jumpstart training at a live business presentation or before one or after one, or whether it's going and doing it, getting on a jumpstart training online or getting on Ambit University and going through the jumpstart training to stay on track once a week. And then getting on team calls like this, getting on the national call with Brian McClure, getting on your own team call that you have with your leaders. I don't miss those. They're scheduled in. If you can get them recorded, that's fine, and you can listen to them, but always, always listen to them over and over and over again, weekly. You have to stay plugged in. And attending a local business presentation. This is a big one. See, the people, I was looking around on our team, personally on our team, and I realized that the people on our team that had been to two years of business presentations. I'm talking every week, once a week, like your life depended on it, whether you have a guest or not. Being at a business presentation is like going to the office. It's like being in the place, in the environment where you pick up things, you hear things, you see people getting promoted, you see new people coming into the business. It tells your mind and programs your mind that the business is working. And if your mind is programmed towards something that's working, then you're going to go and work and gravitate toward doing that. My wife and I, in the 10 years leading up to joining Ambit Energy, we had been 573 weeks in a row without taking a vacation, without taking a staycation, without taking any time off. 573 weeks in a row. Then we decided and committed to going to a local business presentation every single week. And at 250 weeks into the business, that's about where we are right now, we've been on 8 vacations. We're taking the entire month of July off from our normal work schedule. We can take off time whenever we want. It's because of that consistent weekly over and over and over again. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you a quick story about local business presentation. The first time I went to a business presentation, well, not the first time, but the first time I was asked to speak at a local business presentation, and I was really nervous about it, and I was scared to do it, and I was just going to get up there and tell my why. I got halfway up to go and speak and start off the meeting, and I realized that I was sick to my stomach and I had to vomit. And I ran to the back of the room, and I went in the closet, and that's where I vomited. And I did not speak that day. And so the next time I was asked to speak, I actually got up to the front of the room, and then I ran out to the parking lot and did the same thing. And the third time I was asked to speak, I actually spoke. So I'm telling you, there's hope for everybody, okay? And then it was just a constant battle to get there. But again, pain to bring new life into your business. On a quarterly basis,
You need to be at a regional one-day training event. They're all over the country on a Saturday, usually on a Saturday or a Sunday. You need to be at one. We're talking four Saturdays a year so that you never have to go to work again. And then yearly, you need to be at Simulcast when that comes up every January, and you need to be at Ambition, which is our national convention. If you are not registered for Ambition, you're fooling yourself. You're not. If you want, I heard my friend Jay Emma said this the other day at a training, yesterday at a training. He said, if you want to make $400 a month, you don't need to go to Ambition. But if you want to make thousands of dollars a month or thousands of dollars a week or many thousands of dollars a week in this business, you need to be at Ambition. And that's all there is to it. Going to Ambition completely changed our lives. It set a precedent in our lives. We drove there because we didn't have money to fly. It was really difficult, one of the most painful, difficult things I ever did, and it set us on the course to be in the jet stream and move forward. So, guys, I've appreciated being on this call and really humbled to be on when Brian calls you up and says, hey, can you be on the national call? Let me tell you what, it's a good day. It'll be a long time before I go into a slump just because of that one fall. So I wish the best, and I wish that same thing to happen to everybody that's on this call. Bear, I apologize for the technical glitch there. I hope everybody stuck around, and I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you.
Well, Tony, before you go, let me ask you a question or two, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You there? Okay. You know, you were telling
us
all the
things.
You were telling us all the things that we need to do to be successful in the business, and you gave us a pretty impressive list. And you know, I've been dealing with those things, you know, since the beginning of the business. But you probably have some people on this call thinking to themselves, "My gosh, that's a lot. That is a lot to have to do." How would you respond to them when you have somebody on the call thinking, that's just a lot to do?
Yeah, well, hey, think about this. Is it hard to make a list? No. So you can do that. Can everybody take 15 minutes and read something and listen to something? That's simple. Can everybody make a phone call to ask somebody to take a look? Yeah, you're talking about it takes less than a minute to do that. Can you invite somebody to, you know, can you show the plan to somebody once, you know, once a day or once a week, whatever it would be? You're talking about 30 minutes. So what we're talking about on the daily agenda, even though there's several things there, but they're simple and they don't take a lot of time, you're talking about 45 minutes of time at the most on a daily basis of your business. So if we're talking about that, then we're talking about what? We're talking about 4 or 5 hours a week. This is totally part-time. This is not hard. It's simple. That's what it is. On a weekly basis, going to a business presentation, are you kidding me? That's like, what is that, a half an hour to drive there, an hour while you're there, half an hour back, 2 hours a week of time to set yourself free? So now we're talking about 4, maybe 6 hours a week, and then the quarterly and yearly sacrifices that you have to make, 4 Saturdays a year and an Ambition event in Dallas, Texas once a year. I mean, if your boss told you right now that you have to, all you have to do is get a plane ticket on your own dime, you go down to Ambition, you go down to Texas, be there for 3 or 4 days and then come back, and when you come back, you're going to get a 70% pay raise. How many people wouldn't do that? Everybody would do that. I mean, it's incredible when you think about it. That's what you get. Statistics show that people who go to Ambition make 70% more money than people who don't. That's a 70% pay raise. So 5 or 6 hours a week, a simple list of things that you need to do that are not hard, they're simple. It's not easy to do this business, but it's simple. A simple list of things that take 5 or 6 hours a week to, and you can set yourself financially free, that is exactly what my wife and I did. And in 2 years and 9 months from the day we started working part-time, side by side, 5 and 6 hours a week, 5 and 6 hours a week, consistent, persistently, for 2 years and 9 months, I was able to leave my job. And anybody can do that. I followed a simple, proven system. It's laid out, and it's bulletproof.
You were able to quit your job in 2 years and 9 months of committing yourself to your business.
That's exactly right, Bear. That's exactly how it worked out for us. You know, this. I'll tell you what. I have this formula for freedom in 2 to 5. And I'll post it up on Facebook and up on groups and stuff like that so that people can get that if they, you know, have that list if they were driving or something like that or whatever. But I have that. I'll start circulating that around the Ambit world in Facebook so that everybody can get it.
Hey, guys. Many of you on the call, you're working 40, 50, 60 hours a week for somebody else. And Tony Procopio has given you a formula that you can work 5 to 6 hours a week for yourself, and in 2 to 3 years, you can find yourself financially free. I hope that you invest in yourself. Tony, that was a great call. Great answer to the question. I really appreciate your time. I'm glad Brian asked you to be on the call. I'm already looking forward to the next time that you join us.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, Baron. You have yourself a wonderful evening and a wonderful week, and I appreciate all the help that you have put out there with our team. We've all learned from you, and I really appreciate you doing these calls every week. It's the lifeline for the business, so thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hold the line for a second. Folks, I'm going to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to say thank you to Tony Procopio. And remember, we'll be back next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Here we go.